It was one of the deadliest days for Americans in Afghanistan since the U.S.-led invasion in 2001. Among the victims, 11 troops and three civilians who worked at the American embassy in Kabul. President Obama said the nation mourns their passing.
They were willing to risk their lives, in this case, to prevent Afghanistan from once again becoming a safe haven for al-Qaeda and extremist allies. And today they gave their lives, that last full measure of devotion, to protect ours.
The comments came in a brief address to military personnel and their families at a Navy base in Florida. The president told the audience at the Naval Air Station in Jacksonville that the United States has an obligation to its latest war dead.
Now it is our duty as a nation to keep their memory alive in our hearts and to carry on their work, to take care of their families, to keep our country safe, to stand up for the values we hold dear and the freedom they defended.
President Obama traveled to Jacksonville after another closed-door meeting at the White House with top advisors on Afghanistan. He took note of the strategy review in his remarks at the naval base, and he made a vow to U.S. military members.
I will never rush the solemn decision of sending you into harm's way. I won't risk your lives unless it is absolutely necessary. And if it is necessary, we will back you up to the hilt because you deserve the strategy, the clear mission, and the defined goals, as well as the equipment and support that you need to get the job done.
The president is considering several options for his revised Afghanistan strategy, including a substantial increase in the number of troops deployed. Mr. Obama has said he intends to reach a decision in the coming weeks, but a few days ago he told NBC television that he might not make an announcement until after the Afghan presidential runoff election scheduled for November 7th. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.